Persepolis, an animated film in the French language, has won an Oscar nomination for Best Animated Feature. That pits it against the American juggernaut Ratatouille. It'll be interesting to see if the Academy voters did their homework and watched the film, because to see Persepolis is to wipe the slate clean of all other contenders. This is not kid stuff, but neither is it a dour history lesson, though you will see the last 30 or so years of Iranian history from the ground up. What Persepolis is a film of continually flowering invention and emotional clarity. If I told you that Persepolis was in black and white, would that, along with the American tendency to relegate animation to kid stuff and the subtitles, be three strikes against it? Well, 95% of the film is in black and white, and that's where a lot of the power comes from. Persepolis is based on a graphic novel, and it preserves the bold, clean lines and deliberately flat two-dimensionality as if the film had been drawn right on the screen with pen and ink. The movement within the frame is silky smooth, but reduced to the basics. The characters' faces are expressive, they draw us in. The cityscapes of Tehran and Vienna are just detailed enough to anchor everything in its place. If you know Art Spiegelman's graphic novel Mouse, many of the same visual choices have been made here. The autobiographical graphic novel Source was written by Marjan Satrapi, and she has also written and co-directed the film. Persepolis is made up of her memories. The film begins in the early 1970s, during the reign of the Shah, a puppet of the United States and Britain. Tehran is a modern city, mostly, though the Shah and his secret police have thrown about 3,000 dissidents into prison. For most people, life goes on as usual. Marjan, then a girl of about 6, is a happy child with literate, outspoken, loving parents. We spend time among Marjan and her friends, all of whom observe and absorb their parents' conversations, and who often mimic those political arguments in the streets where they play. When the Islamic Revolution comes, overthrowing the Shah, it ushers in a wave of repression and persecution that makes many remember the days of the Shah fondly. Women are forced to wear headscarves and veils and must keep separate from the men. Marjan, growing up a typically pop culture-obsessed teenager, is nearly whipped for wearing a Michael Jackson button. Anoush, a beloved uncle, is arrested for being a communist and is eventually executed in prison. And then Iraq, under Saddam Hussein, sensing weakness in Iran, attacks. The bombs start falling on Tehran, and thousands of young men go off to be killed in an endless war. This information is communicated efficiently in a sequence as abstract as a storyteller casting shadow puppets on the wall of a cave. When Marjan, now a young woman, speaks out against the fundamentalist Islamic treatment of women, her parents become so alarmed by what might happen to her that they send her to school in Vienna. There, Marjan makes experimental friendships with some disaffected punk friends who at least seem to be outsiders like her. She falls in love for the first and second time. And then decadence and loneliness overwhelm her, things go very badly, she returns to Iran, and then... But I don't want to give any further plot details, because watching Marjan's life, her first 30 years collapsed into an hour and a half, told with the sure hand of a gifted storyteller, is in a way so simple. I'd even venture that all of our lives would make a pretty good coming-of-age movie if told with such skill. What values were instilled in us when we were young? How are those beliefs tested? What moments, obstacles, relationships defined us? That we are also seeing the history of a country that is being tested adds to the film's fascination. There can never be enough reminders that Iran is not monolithic, and plenty of devout Muslims are alienated by the ideas of fundamentalist religion. But in the end, it's the storytelling voice itself that beguiles, by which I also mean the visual sense, those expressive white faces, that cascade of long black hair set free from the veil, tossed about exuberantly as a young woman dances at a secret party. Persepolis has yet to come to Bloomington, Indiana, and it might not make it all the way here. But keep your ear to the ground, and by no means let the DVD pass you by. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.